Please end. Connecting.
Yes.
Hello, how are you today, sir?
I'm fine.
You are
you
fine.
From...
Yeah. Yes, I'm from the SPCA, sir.
Say again?
I'm from the SPCA.
Yeah. So what? I told you were here yesterday. What's your problem?
I don't have a problem, sir, but also we received a complaint. So
what complaint? About what?
About your dogs that they don't have shelter. So the reason why I left the contact notice is simply because I just need to do an inspection on your property.
No, for what? What reason? You've got no right to come on my property. And what gives you the right to come to my property? I want to hear that quickly. Tell me, what is the complaint? What is the complaint about the dogs? What is the complaint?
Sir, bear in mind I didn't enter your property. The reason why I left a contact notice is so...
I'm asking you, what is the complaint? Listen, you can come with the police, you can stay outside, and the police can come see if my dogs are fine. I want to ask you, what is the complaint? What do they say? What's wrong with the dogs?
We received a welfare concern that we need to check upon. But also, if you want us to obtain a court order, that is fine by me. I don't mind, because I'm trying to negotiate, to check up on
the SPCA is an NGO company. You've got no police rights. You've got fuck all. So I don't know what... And I will speak to Moyo now. Is Moyo still there? Is Moyo still there? You're going to lose another court case. Listen to me. I'm asking you a question. What specific is a complaint about my dogs? They haven't got food, they too thin, they haven't got water, or what?
Mayor, bear in mind, I just told you now, we just need to do a welfare check on your property. And also, you have every right to say whatever you just said now, but also I do respect you, it's your property and everything, but also bear in mind, if you have a proper license, I believe that you should grant us access to profile.
I don't have a proper license. I don't need to have a proper license. Why must I have a proper license? For what? That is not security. I'm a security company, but this, the premises where the dogs are not the security company. That's where you make the mistake. And that dog that's here, is also not security dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So who tells you security dogs?
Those is what we received as a letter of complaint. That is why I need to do an inspection. But
letter of complaint from who? What?
I don't know. I don't know who complains.
Okay. This is not security dogs. This is a private property. It's not a security property. So what is the problem? Mm-hmm. And I don't need a proper license for those dogs because they don't go on site. They're not working as security dogs. So what proper license do I need for them?
Why I'm asking, because bear in mind we received that it is a security dog and also they are concerned. We just need to go and have a look. But also bear in mind, you just said now, these are not security dogs. That, I don't know who complained. Maybe they made a mistake, but also bear in mind, we just need to do a formal inspection, and also if you are refusing to grant us access, which means you must obtain a court order.
Go contain a court order, and I will get my lawyer. You can bring the court order here, and I'll get my lawyer to do it, because this is a private property. Who gives you the right in a private property? And which security company do they say these dogs belong to? Tell me quickly.
That this is a security company, security dogs. So, I'm just reading out the nature of complaint. I can't say
This is a security company. Wait.
Are you going to give me a chance to talk, or you want to...
Hey, you are NGO. You are fucking joke. Don't try to tell me I'm reading this out to you. I'm telling you straight. I'll go again to court with you, and I'll prove this is private dogs. Okay, so if anybody that says to you that this is a security company, security dogs, you're at the wrong address. So go contain a court order. Then I see you in court. You're an NGO company begging me, and I do give donations to your cape, to that former oil, and then I give donations to that company. I give money to the ethnic gang, and I tell the people now, you stop donations to the NGO. This is not security dogs, and I'm telling you again. And you've got no right, no police right, no passing right to enter any private property. So the guy that's giving you a complaint, and this is the second one, the lady from Dead Animals Walking was here. Why don't you go check her premises? That's even worse than my dogs are living. My dogs are living on my stoop. So Dead Animals Walking was here. Do you know Dead Animals Walking? Do you know her?
We've been to her property several times. Like
yeah, so the SPCA said... Yeah, they'll phone her, because, listen to me quickly, phone her, the SPCA send her here, that she must come and see if those dogs are wah, 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 and she just laughed and walked out.
Yeah. The thing is, since you are talking about, and I don't know whether it's an organization or a society, since you are talking about dead animals, I don't have her contact details. Okay. Only
but
my name with a certain address if I have a follow-up inspection.
She didn't say the SPCA thing that you had to come and check on my dogs. So I said to you, you know what? She didn't say the SPCA thing that you had to check the dogs. So I let her check the dogs. I said to her, come check here, and then you can see if there's a problem with the dogs. And she just laughed and walked out. That how you people come again with cuck. Yeah, man, I'm sick and tired of this.
I understand your frustration and everything, but also bear in mind, I'm just on behalf of the SPCA. SPCA will never send anyone to come and do inspection on their behalf. They will.
Well, then you must stand. What did that lady say when she was in the day? SPCA sent her.
No. She was lying. Whoever she is.
No.
Whatever that person, she just wanted to enter access to your property. We never sent anyone who is driving a private vehicle to do our inspection. Our vehicles are branded, and whoever will be doing inspection will be wearing a full FPCA uniform, and also they can show you their authorization from the magistrate.
Okay.
So whoever the person is was messing with you, I don't want to lie, FPCA will never, simply because someone knows we have a CEO that is called Mr. Moyo, and they are using the FPCA's brand name to do whatever they want to do. That is totally wrong. And also, you are more than welcome to contact our offices to verify whoever is trying to enter your property using the FPCA's name.
So then who gives you the complaints? And what is the complaint? This is not a security company, and this is not security dogs. You know what dogs they are? The dogs that you people don't like. They're hunting dogs. So I use them for bloodshed. Yeah?
I haven't been to your property. That is why I'm just making an arrangement that is there a way I can inspect the living conditions of the dog.
Yes.
Yeah, but also, as you just said,
I've got a fight on with the SPCA. I was nice to them and good to them in certain instances, but this time I take you to court again. Last time I won the court case, you can go ask Moyo. And this time I will also, if this was a security company and I had to give you a papa license and this and that, different scenario. Total different scenario. This is my private property. And it's got nothing. These dogs, but nothing to do with security dogs. Is they Malinois or Rottweilers or stuff like that? Different story. And the SPCA can bugger off. Telling you. If you can look after your dogs and your kennels like you're supposed to, then you can. I will phone lawyer and I'll get my lawyer to write you a letter immediately. Okay? Alright.
Okay. Alright. So what I will do on my side, I will write down whatever, everything you